Your angels are speaking to you. Do you hear them? Welcome to The Calling of Light with author and empathic spiritual tarot reader, Anne-Marie Odell. The Calling of Light offers direct, empathic insight and relatable spiritual topics, interviews with special spiritual guests, and straight talk call-in readings. Kick back and enjoy Freeform Spirit Tea with Anne-Marie, the way you like it best when you want to simplify. Here is your host, Anne-Marie Odell.
And you are listening to The Calling of Light on Om Times Radio. Today we are discussing the aging face in the American workforce. What happens when you decide to retire early? How much money can you make before it affects your Social Security? And at what age does that end and you can make as much as you want? We are also going to have a meditation on life changes that will affect you whether you are young, old, retiring, because life change is what keeps us vital and life worth living. Have you noticed older faces working at your grocery store and restaurants? They're usually polite and helpful to customers. Exercise, diet, yoga, and Botox make many look younger, much longer than the old standard. Earning 50, you hit a plateau at your job and decide to stay for a 401k package with the same old job putting you to sleep, or search for a new lease on life in what will probably be your last company before retirement. In part two, we will discuss tips for people over 50 looking for a new job. Rehiring the older folks they would have turned down in a heartbeat for years. You can't beat their work ethics, responsibility, and loyalty to their job. And how they show up for work, rain or shine, sore knees or not. It's putting a new slant on older faces on the job front in America. The U.S. Senate has passed the 2022 Healthcare, Climate, and Tax Package, allowing veterans suffering from burn pit health horrors better medical coverage. Seniors unwilling to settle for living on a Social Security check will find out quickly there isn't much left after utilities and food. Many decide at this point to get a part-time job. I wave goodbye to my agile 80-year-old neighbor Monday through Friday, 14 miles each day to work and back, no longer am personal company insurance risk to employers. Seniors will come ready equipped with medical coverage, the added benefit of work ethics, appreciation of a second check, and much in demand job loyalty. For others, retiring and taking on a creative opportunity they have never had time for is a second chance in life, new choices, furthering education, recertifying to brush up on a skill. Self-employment is available for those with the energy and desire to take a chance and risk change. All those years of working have given plenty of time to devise a plan. The kindly, wise voice on the end of many intuitive advisory phone lines may very well be a retired witch or warlock with a certification in life coaching. And that sexy voice on the other end of the old CB driver radio channel, now erotic phone line, may be a 400-pound, 65-plus person blessed with a smooth, sultry, and lovely voice. The opportunity to embrace change has always been in life, but even more so in retirement. Question is, are you willing to take on a new challenge? And retirement for many is not about jet setting, but contentment with a less crazy schedule. So it's all good, whatever your circumstances. Challenges are everywhere to embrace. I believe the days of heartless ageism are soon ending. And though boomers are not everyone's cup of tea, there's no denying they abide by work ethic loyalty, and many are a friendly, huggy lot. When it comes to a younger generation that wants more money, walks out the door without warning, and shows up late, those older faces look awfully good to employers. There's only one problem. Their work ethics make them easy to take advantage of when younger workers don't show up, putting in double shifts that the Social Security check will seldom be enough to get by on. What is your plan for getting by? It's a crucial question, as important as a young student trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. What will you be when you retire? You have to keep moving, thinking, and taking on challenges. Self-discipline, your wisdom and ability to slow down and not get worked up about the little things is a blessing. So are your work ethics. In my case, at age 51, I became a full-time psychic life coach, working for two major phone lines, and purchased a nearby tiny house for a studio with my 401k. Always an old soul with the ability to listen and give advice ever since I've been 12 years old, I prepared for the day I could quit a 22-year packing house job as a single mom and become the witchy wise woman on the edge of the town growing apothecary herbal medicine gardens. I must be honest, in my acreage, it's more likely to be exotic hostas, shade flowers, and elephant ears. But I offer a different kind of healing apothecary, the garden of a kind listening ear, accurate tarot channeling, and intelligent straight talk street wisdom. Retirement made this possible for me, and I love my job. In the new age field, it makes me smile to realize all those kindly, wise voices on the end advisory phone lines. With a certified life coaching skill, not a Dr. Phil, it just seems that retirement makes time and possibility to embrace new options, regardless of body disability, shape, and eccentricity of one's goals and dreams. Life change is good, and in all stages of life, one must prepare for the inevitable moment in time when retirement, desire for more, or personal circumstances demand a life change. And to help you through this, we will have a lovely meditation. This is Anne-Marie, and you are listening to The Calling of Light on Om Times Radio.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. Don't worry if you can't actually see the images that I'm describing in your mind's eye. Just let yourself remember, think about, or create an impression of what I am saying. And I want you to think of a starry, starry night. Imagine looking up into the velvety darkness and gazing up at the billions of glittering stars, only a few of which are visible to the naked eye. And up there, in the dark night sky, is a full, round moon. It is a beautiful, big, full, round, white moon. You can almost see a face on the moon, and a halo surrounding it, as it throws its light out of the black night sky. You want change in your life. You have wanted things to be different for a long time. You have tried to make these changes before, but haven't had success, or maybe haven't had success permanently. So you've come here for the best way, the ultimate way, the only true way to ever change permanently and forever is by simply changing the inside, inside your own mind. You've changed your mind many times before, permanently, so you are remembering how to do it again. Changing your mind is easy because it is like turning. You've turned many times before. When you were a baby, you learned how to turn. You turned over to have another view or to relieve discomfort in your body, or simply because you could, or because it was time. Turning is something you have always done. It comes naturally. Since you were an infant, you've learned how to turn in lots of ways, and you have gotten very good at it. You have turned a corner while driving. You know how to turn. It comes naturally to you. You have also turned while walking. Maybe you were going one way, and you decided you didn't want to go there, so you just turned around and walked away. Maybe you've turned while dancing. When you did, you saw new things from a new angle, in a new way, and you liked it. You are realizing how easy it is to turn. Turning away from some things, putting them behind you, and turning toward better things, keeping them in front of you. Now, you can turn over a new leaf. I wonder if you can remember a time when you changed something. Maybe something difficult or something significant. You didn't like how things were going, so you stopped. Or maybe you started. You were resolute. You wanted results and you got them. You charged forward. You wouldn't look back. You were determined, and the old way of being was finished. You said, no more. You did that with your own mind, and you are doing it again. You made up your mind. You have decided to change. So you put something down, and you pick something much better up. You flip one switch on, and you turn another off. You delete one program, and you add another. You push something back and away. You pull something forward. You pull something wonderful, exciting and new forward. You step across the line separating the past from now. You step forward into a new day, across the line, into a whole new way and a better way. You are deciding to turn in a new and beneficial way. Instead of closing off, you turn and accept new information that is helpful to your goals. You open up and take them all the way in, fully. You take in new ideas, new ways of being and doing things that are for your best and highest benefit. So, you are open and willing to see things differently. You are way more open to positive influences. You are open to positive influences, and they cause you to get up and move your life into freedom, success, into a new way of being, into change, into your new reality. Your new reality is your creation, your goal, and you meet your goal your own way. The old way is over. You make a solid decision. You decide you are not turning back. The old way is done. It is not you anymore. It is finished, and you are resolute. You build a wall inside you, and when you look back, you see nothing but a wall, keeping what you don't want away from you. Those things you don't want may be thoughts, ideas, beliefs, memories, imprints, or anything that was not helping you. These things will always be in your past, a part of your history, of who you are, but you are sealing them off so that they cannot control or affect you in any way anymore. Now you are creating a new reality, and you look happily toward the future. You feel very determined, and your determination grows. You are looking forward and moving forward. You feel you are in control, and you are in control. You know you are. You feel, see, and know the changes you need to make. You understand, and you have new wisdom, new clarity, and new vision. Everything is obvious. The answers are so easy, and the changes so simple. You are thrilled and excited that you can do it now. You just do it, because you know it must be you who does it. You just do it to your consciousness from within. Now you can feel it and access it in a new way. You are powerful because you decide to be. Your mind is made up. It is firmly made up. You know this is the time you'll make your dreams come true. You know you're doing it. You're using your mind and body together. Your body and mind are at your command. You build. You just do it. You know you can do it. So you do. And knowing you can do it causes you to feel very excited. You are feeling very ready. You're ready. Tap into the power you have always had and change your life. You are a winner. I will count up from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, allow these suggestions to take effect. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And I'll be right back with tips to better your chances for finding a new midlife job and a meditation to aid in eliminating procrastination.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hi, my name is Anne Marie Odell, and thank you for inviting me in for Tarot and Coffee. I offer 37 plus years of accurate, honest tarot channeling. Spirit comes through me as a feeling, an inner knowing.
I call the angel frequency. As you say your first name, I close my eyes and shuffle my well-worn card as I go into a deep calm. By phone, Skype, or Zoom, contact me at thecallingoflight.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and you are listening to The Calling of Light on OM Times Radio. Part two, I wanted to share with you a hard fact I learned about the joy of retiring early. Even if you have given years of service to a job, and circumstances out of your control cause you to leave early, it's not retirement just because you say it is. Yes, you may have a beautiful entrepreneur job you can do from home, or a pandemic hits, causing you to go remote on your own. You still need to pay your taxes monthly, or they will be taken all at once at the end of the year. You don't want to be busted for tax evasion. In my case, I blindly made better money than I ever had on my own than I did at my previous job. But I did not send my taxes in monthly and was floored when I was to come up with thousands of dollars all at once for state and federal taxes. So just because you say you're retired doesn't mean you are until you reach a specific age. If you retire early at 62 and receive a monthly Social Security check, in 2021, the Social Security earnings limit for how much you can make at your job is $18,960. Any more in your Social Security benefit will be penalized. Once you hit full retirement age, the rules change a little. During the year in which you hit full retirement age, in the months before your birthday, you can make it your side job $50,520 and not be penalized. The great news is when your birthday rolls around and you officially reach full retirement age and become one of those aging faces in the work environment, there's no longer an income limit. You can make as much money as you want. Living on a Social Security check is a wake-up call. And though I believe monks and beachcombers could do it, the normal single person will likely at some point decide, while still able, to choose to work. It's almost a must if you want to live comfortably. So if you have no reliable side income and at midlife your soul craves a change, here are 5 tips for finding a job after 50. There reaches a point where they just want to get out of a stagnant job. And they may be at that midlife point, 50 or over, just feel the need to have change. It's possible and even common to change your career at any age. To find a new job in your 50s,
You need to show hiring managers that you're a strong candidate. So here are five steps you can take to improve your chances of finding work when you're an older employee. One, emphasize your experience. Describe your ability to handle all types of situations calmly and professionally. When creating a resume, focus on areas where you have the most experience and how you can use this experience to help your next employer. List the things you've accomplished and the variety of projects you've worked on. Number two, avoid looking overqualified. When creating your resume, make sure your experience comes across as suitable for the position. If you appear overqualified, the hiring manager might assume you might not find the work challenging enough. In your resume or during an interview, include an example in your resume or during an interview. Include an example of when you have collaborated with coworkers of all experience levels, allowed someone else to lead a project, or tried a new approach. You don't want to look as if it's impossible for you to be able to learn new things. You don't want to give the persona that you are so overqualified, all you know. Change, ability to adapt is everything. Number three, remain active in the industry. Stay current in your knowledge by attending conferences, seminars, or continuing education courses. Keep your certifications current. List these events or classes on your resume. This shows hiring managers you're still eager to learn. Number four, have an updated profile with a professional photo and a link to your resume. Also include a general idea of where you live geographically within the United States, which many hiring managers search for. If the site has a feature that lets employers know you're available for job opportunities, turn that on. Number five, give a great interview. During an interview, show the hiring manager how your years of experience can benefit them. Give them an idea of what it would be like to have you on their team. Show that you enjoy collaborating with others and sharing your knowledge. Let the hiring manager know you can be trained with new skills or methods and are willing to learn. And remember, many job interviews are online now. So be prepared to be current and to be comfortable in front of a camera. To give yourself the best chance of finding a job after 50, consider this list of do's and don'ts during the job search, resume creation, and interview process. And you know what? I am as guilty as everybody else on some of these. Do create a timeless resume. Remove details from your resume that can age you, such as the year you graduated college. Do update your email address. If you're still using outdated email accounts, create a new professional account with a common service. I find that many people still carry an email related to an old job that's about 1,000 words long. Try to change that and be more current. Do network. Use the network of professional contacts you've developed over your decades of work to look for job opportunities or references. Do give yourself an online presence. Define and research potential candidates. Make sure you're active on these sites. and connect with or follow people within the industry you're interested in. Do practice for interviews. Also, record yourself on Zoom talking so you can find out if you sound engaged and professional or whether you should change your tone or inflection. Today, I'm going to discuss also procrastination. And this is from Psychology Today. Procrastination tends to reflect a person's struggles with self-control. For habitual procrastinators who represent, I don't feel like it, comes to take precedence over their goals or responsibilities and can set them on a downward spiral of negative emotions. At some level, procrastinators are aware of their actions and the consequences, but changing their habits requires even greater effort than completing the task in front of them.
Because your inner mind understands that now you've had enough putting things off, never getting anything done, nor fully achieving all you set out to do. That is why you have been feeling an increasing dissatisfaction with yourself for not realizing your full potential. And that is why you are here today. But you know now is the time. Not tomorrow or the next day or even next week. For even you are beginning to feel impatient when jobs get left undone or delayed. And you see tasks mounting up and overwhelming you. The word now is taking on a new meaning for you to do not only the things that you have to do every day, but freeing yourself to do all those wonderful things that you really want to do. And suddenly, you find yourself wondering about the word now. Because this curious word can be rearranged to form other impressive words, like the word one. The word one is just how you feel when you do something now. One or now gives you a win-win feeling, a feeling of satisfaction that is all your own. Own, one. Now, three different words containing identical letters which are very significant to you now. Now you know how the feeling of having won makes you a champion. And doing things now is a quality that you now own. Gone are the days of procrastinating and putting things on hold. Those were the days when you were disorganized and unsettled. That was an old, unwanted pattern, probably developed when you were quite young and less mature. You had not learned then the tremendous feeling of satisfaction from seeing a job well done. But this wonderfully satisfying feeling is now one that you own. When you accomplish things that you have set out to do. You are learning now how to prioritize by making a list of the tasks that you want to accomplish first. And this is so easy because you make your list at night time before you go to sleep. That way, your unconscious mind can sort out the best and most satisfying methods for you to achieve your desires as you rest, without ever needing to give conscious thought to what you are going to do. Learning to trust, really trust, in your inner resources, knowing that you know more than you think you know, and instinctively trusting yourself to make really good use of your time. And you know that now is the time, not tomorrow or the next day or even next week, but now. Now. You begin to feel a sense of urgency when you arise, a strong desire to work through your list and to do not only the things you have to do, but also the things that you really want to do. And when you have worked through your list and ticked off all the things that you have accomplished each day, you really congratulate yourself on a job well done. And what a tremendous feeling, complete satisfaction you have now. Now that you really know that you have won. You own these good feelings, these strong, positive feelings, when you do something now, not later, or tomorrow, or the next day, or even next week, but now. Now, you really know how it feels to free yourself from those old feelings of dissatisfaction, and you feel really good. And if there are rare days, when there invariably will be, when you do not accomplish everything you had set out for yourself because of unexpected interruptions or demands on your time, you feel even more determined to pick up the next day from where you had left off. And you do this with a renewed sense of energy and urgency, because you realize now that this new pattern is a pattern of success that you have set out for yourself, and it's becoming very important to you to just do it now. I'll be quiet for a moment or two, and in that silence, I want you to really feel the significance of the word now in your life. What does it mean for you now? Feeling of freedom, a sense of achievement from knowing you have won, a good feeling that is all your own. Let your subconscious mind make sense of these messages in its own special way. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, I'm ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Mind and body returning to normality.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
In this last section of shared time with you, I would like to offer you the ability to regulate your own hormones for better sleep, healing, calm, and energy when you need it. Why is it some people carry a sparkle of inner child wherever they go, never get sick, and seem so in tune? In this visualization, we are brought to a series of rooms of when we were little, visualizing the best of times, beautiful memories only, to bring back with us in the now. We are to visualize ourselves in a control room, where at night, in our sleep, we have the ability to regulate and balance our own chemistry, visualizing knobs we can turn up or down as we need them, so that we can regulate better sleep, being able to harmonize our personal chemistry. I hope that this visualization helps you to maintain health, well-being, better sleep, and happiness. I'm Anne-Marie, and you are listening to The Calling of Light on Om Times Radio.
I want you to visualize a long, inviting, bright corridor that curves away to your right. There are windows on the left wall of the corridor and doors on the right. The sun is streaming in through the windows, bathing the corridor in golden sunlight. And the writing on the doors is highly visible to you. The first door represents incidents from your infancy up to starting school. The next few doors relate to your school days, and the door we will ultimately visit, right at the end of this corridor, is the door that leads to the control room of your inner mind. Before we visit your control room, let us peek in through some of the doors from those earlier periods of your life. So, open the door to your early childhood, before you started school, when you were with someone you loved. Perhaps you will see yourself playing. You might be outside in a garden or some other place where the sun's warming rays and the morning air gives your complexion a healthy rosy glow. Notice how soft your skin is at this time, how supple your body is, and how carefree your mind. Step into your younger self to remind your subconscious mind of how it feels to be young and happy and carefree. I will be quiet for a moment or two as you do this. And during this period of reminiscence, this wonderful memory will imprint itself in the deeper part of your mind. That's good. Now thank your younger self for coming forward today and embrace your child, letting them know that you will carry and cherish this memory of how you can be again. Wave goodbye for now and exit through the door, back into the sunny, bright corridor of love. You are now going forward, looking for the door that leads to one of the happiest times of your life so far. There are several to choose from, but when you trust in your subconscious mind, it will lead you to the memory that will benefit you the most. When you have found it, open the door carefully and tiptoe into the room. It is quiet in here. You are alone with your younger you. This younger you is yourself at your very best. You have youth and vitality. You are attractive and energetic. You are absorbed in doing something you love and enjoy. As you look at the face of your younger you, notice how smooth and carefree your skin is, and how you relax. During this period, you always seem to have enough sleep, and this sleep nourishes your body and your mind, within and without. See those bright, shiny eyes that look up at you now? Yes, this was really you, and you can recapture this glow of youth. All with the power of your wonderful subconscious mind. I will be quiet once more as you do this. And during this period of reminiscence, this wonderful memory of youth and yourself at your very best will imprint itself in the deeper part of your mind. That's good. Now thank this younger you for coming forward to greet you today. And embrace your child, letting them know that you will carry and cherish this memory of how you can be and will be again. Wave goodbye for now and make your exit. Back into the sunny, bright corridor of love. We are now moving forward to the present time as we look for the control room to your inner mind. When you have located this door, open it gently and enter this special place. Here before you is row after row of desks and control panels. Now it is very important that you don't touch any of these controls yet, because these controls are for the running of your life, how easily you sweat, how long you can go before getting out of breath, how well you sleep, and how healthy your diet is, and all sorts of things like this. So just find the desks I direct you to, and please don't touch anything else until I say it's all right. The desk you are looking for is hormone controls. Your inner mind will recognize this desk, as it has dials and switches and levers, all labeled for ease of access. Today, we are asking your subconscious to look for specific hormones. First, I want you to look for a control dial that is titled cortisol. And when you have found it, you will notice that next to it is another dial titled metabolism. Your job now is to ensure they are evenly balanced. Like a gas stove, they have numbers from 1 to 7 or 8. Everyone's optimal level will be unique to their own DNA. But your subconscious mind knows exactly which setting yours should be on. So, turn these dials until they are matching numbers, trusting your subconscious mind as you do so, knowing too that it will not let you down. Thank you. And now I want you to look for the hormone entitled melatonin. And now I want you to look for the hormone entitled melatonin and check the reading on its dial. And allow your inner mind to direct you once more to the number it needs to be set at. From this moment on, if you sleep for 4 hours, you will take 4 hours of goodness out of it, because melatonin is the hormone that extracts the quality out of your sleep. This ensures that every moment's rest you get is quality rest. I now want you to look for DHEA, which is a very powerful hormone that slows down the aging process and boosts the quality of your complexion and the condition of your hair. I'll be quiet for a moment or two again to allow you to locate this. Now, once more, I ask your subconscious if it will balance your intake against your metabolism. That's good. Now let's look for your happiness control. These are the endorphins that are released and make you feel good. The dial on this one goes up to 10. So let's take it up to the maximum, just for today. Tomorrow morning, when you awake, your happiness will be set at 7. But for the rest of today, it is set at 10, and you will be the person we all love. Bubbly, good fun, and most of all, interesting. Excellent. Now let's leave your control room. And as you go deeper and deeper, you notice that the deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you will go. You realize now that you can trust your subconscious mind, for just as it makes you breathe automatically without any conscious effort, and just as it pumps the blood around your body and keeps you alive, so you can be certain that from this very moment forward, your subconscious mind will ensure that every single thing I have suggested to you will become your new reality as an automatic reflex action with the greatest of ease. In fact, you'll find that something you once thought of as so difficult to achieve has now become so ridiculously easy, as you realize that from this moment forward, you can equal the greatest achievements of life's greatest achievers. And for you, your innermost dreams can and have now become your 100% total reality. Notice now that with every breath that you take, every sound that you hear and every word that I say, how all the stresses, tensions, worries, fears and apprehensions of days and weeks gone by are leaving your mind and leaving your body now. And from now on, any problems that you have in life will be resolved at night, in your dreams. As the quality of your sleep improves, you find yourself having more energy, and your diet is healthy, nutritious, and balanced. And because you are nurturing your body in this way, so your mind is settled and harmonious, and you develop an inner glow that reflects outwards, making you look and feel younger day by day. You know that the power of your subconscious mind can help you to regain the youthful looks of your earlier days. And you are happy to discover that your outlook on life is also greatly improved. Other people notice a change in you. You notice this change also, and these changes take effect at a deeper level. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind, growing stronger and stronger as each day goes by. I want you to leave your control room now and make your way back down the corridor, thanking each aspect that came through to help you as you made your journey. And in a moment, I will count the numbers from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be fully alert and refreshed, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Mind and body functioning in perfect harmony and returning to normal, conscious awareness.
This change.